Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
The Summer Sports Show and 790 ESPN. Thank you guys for listening. We have a great show lined up for you guys tonight. Very excited about it. I'm your host, Paul Metters, live here at the ESPN Fresno studio on Palm Avenue, just across from Bullard High School. This is a show about Fresno Pacific University athletics and pure FPU athletics. This week, we're going to be talking about men's water polo. Don't know much about water polo besides what you saw in the Olympics this past summer. Don't worry, we got you covered. We're going to find out answers that everybody is wondering. Do players really tread water the entire time they're in the pool? What's the best way to describe the game? How rough does it really get underwater? Find out those answers and much, much more. We're going to hear it from the captains, Pietro Cantano, all the way from Texas, and also coaches water polo at Clovis West High School. We got Forrest Gray from the San Jose area, so from up north, and a couple local kids, Luke Young from San Joaquin Memorial and Chase Hamas from Sanger, California. And obviously those two teams are in the CMAC, so we got some fun stories lined up for you guys to hear. Excited about learning more about water polo and Fresno Pacific University. During both sessions, we also have Coach Brian Sahavoy. Excited about hearing stories from him. Guys are waiting right now in the waiting room here at the ESPN studios. And we do a recap of the events that happened at Fresno Pacific University. And to do that, we got Pablo Zubieta, who's a part of the show. So, Pablo, take it away. What do you got?
Thanks, Paul. So, for this past week, starting with volleyball, they had an impressive week in Hawaii, going 2-1 in games. In their first game, they came back from two sets down to beat Hawaii Pacific 3-2. Captain Cambria Waits had 51 assists, and McKenna Hughes recorded 31 digs. Against nationally ranked 7th Chaminade, they lost in a 5-set thriller. Redwood High's Mia Gilchrist led the team with 16 kills, and Madison Gurnias had 8 blocks. Then, in their final game against Hawaii Hilo, they won 3-1 in a tight encounter. Hoover High's Michaela Smith had 11 kills for the Sunbirds. McKenna Hughes, throughout the three games, would total 75 games, and this got her the PacWest Defensive Player of the Week. Congrats to McKenna. Men's and women's soccer wrapped up their Hawaii trip with tough losses to Hawaii Hilo. On the men's side, they recorded 7 shots and had 4 corner kicks but could not capitalize. On the women's side, they went up against the 21st team in the nation. Goalkeeper Monique Narvaez had 7 saves for the women. Women's basketball had their first official game of the season in an exhibition against Fresno State at the Save Mart Center. They lost 72-46 but showed plenty of promise. 5th-year senior Bree Hurd from Kerman High led the team with 11 points. Central High's Jayla Green had 9 points and 4 rebounds, and Anissa Rilo put up 7 points and grabbed 3 rebounds. Men's water polo dropped a couple of close WWPA conference games against Concordia and Biola. In the loss against Biola, senior Eugenio Maldonado led with 3 goals and an assist, and Christian Clark had 3 goals as well. Against Concordia, Clovis West's Chris Andino was the team leader with 3 goals and an assist. And finally, the women's swim team were in action against Alaska. In Alaska against Alaska Fairbanks, Charlotte Wilbers grabbed a gold and 2 silvers, and Jillian Lambert grabbed a gold in the 50 free. Back to you, Paul.
All right. Just like a natural, you're getting used to this thing, Pablo. Good job by you. All right. That's a recap of all the great things that are happening. Good job by you, my friend Pablo. Excellent job. All right. We're going to hear from the men's water polo team here. Fresno Pacific University is in the house. Pietro Cantano, Forrest Gray, and Coach Brian Sahovi. Coming up next, you're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. We got a couple players here, and obviously Coach Brian Sahovi. We got Pietro Cantano and Forrest Gray in the house right now. Excited to talk Fresno Pacific University men's water polo. Thanks for joining us, guys. Really looking forward to this.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right, so yeah, we were talking about the weather, temperature, time change, right? I'm still not used to the time change. We were talking about that at school. Just, it's still throwing us off. Like, water polo and in the pool, does it matter, Coach, like what the weather's like? You mentioned, hey, no matter what, snow, sleet, rain, or lightning, you gotta cancel it. But does the weather have any effect on water polo?
The rain can hinder our vision a little bit. You know, it just makes it a little bit tough if the water's splash in front of you, rain in your eyes. But other than that, you know, it's we play. Lightning is the only thing that'll postpone a game.
So. Guys, what is like the perfect weather conditions to play water polo?
Like hot outside, cold pool. Like if it's hot in the pool, it's you get tired so fast. I mean, what about you?
I like playing with like the lights on at night. I don't like the sun on me, so I'd say night game, clear skies, cold pool always. The colder the better.
The colder the better. I mean, is there like a perfect temperature? Like temperature wise, what would be the perfect pool? Do we even know that?
Well, I think you've got two different. You've got your practice temperature and you've got your game temperature.
Yeah.
Practice temperature, these guys want the pool sitting at about 80 degrees, I'd say. Yeah. Game temperature, you want it about 76, 77. And so that 4 degrees, it's a big difference. You wouldn't think, but a couple degrees makes a big difference in a game.
And you haven't had a game in the pool yet or in the rain yet, have you? This year?
Not this season.
No. It might have sprinkled on us once this year, but nothing crazy.
Does it make the ball, you know, slicker or harder to control? Like, what does water polo in the rain look like?
Honestly, it's kind of the same. I mean, water splashing the whole game anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Coach. I've watched water polo over the last 10 years when I worked at the newspaper in Clovis. I go to water polo games, and I remember, like, what the heck is going out there? Those are some of the questions that were running around in my mind. So, Coach, I want to ask you, like, if aliens landed or somebody that never watched water polo before, what's the best way to describe it?
Oh, man, I would say a lot of swimming back and forth. You're not allowed to touch the bottom or the sides. So just lots of swimming, obviously. And, you know, you're throwing in a combination of wrestling and soccer and maybe even some basketball tactics is what you're looking at as far as the game being involved in. A lot happening. And so, but yeah, I'd say wrestling and basketball or wrestling and soccer.
Well, the guys were nodding their head yes when you said wrestling right away.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the best way, Pietro, what about you? Like, what's the best way to describe what water polo looks like?
I'd say it's like a combination of basketball and soccer in the water. That'd be my best explanation. That's how I always explain it. You're moving around kind of like basketball. You can't touch the water, but you're using soccer goals and you're using your hands.
Yeah. Forrest, what about you? What's the best way to describe water polo?
Soccer and basketball. I mean, every time someone says, what position do you play? I just tell them like a shooting guard. Like,
there you go.
That's basically all I say.
Steph Curry, you're trying to bomb threes or what?
I mean, I'm trying. Like outside shooting, kind of.
He does. I'm pretty sure he yells, make it rain, right before he shoots every time.
Yeah.
Saying Kobe, right, as you release it. Coach, so talk about these guys individually. It's kind of like what they bring to the program, you know, how you found out about them. Because Pietro's from Texas. We're going to get into that a little bit. And Forrest, you're from the San Jose area. So how'd you find these guys and what do they bring to the program?
Yeah, I'll start. Pietro, we saw Pietro and recruited him at Junior Olympics. There's a couple of different sessions and there was a session in Texas and we watched him play there. And we thought he was an amazing player. And my assistant coach at the time touched base with him and next thing you know, he's here in Fresno. So, but yeah, he was a solid player for his club team back in Texas and played Olympic development and did a lot of different things at a high level and knew we were rebuilding at the time right after COVID. And we knew he would be a player that really come in and be impact right off the bat. And so, and he was, he's a starter as a freshman. And so, and he's been a leader ever since. So yeah, it's been a pleasure having him in the program.
And he's a team captain?
He is. Yeah, he is. So yeah, I think the funniest comparison that we came up with this last season is he is our Roy Kent from Ted Lasso. And so that's how we describe him. He's got a big heart and he loves, but man, he is rough on
fierce,
the outside.
Intense.
Yep. He gets after it.
Do other teams go after him a bit?
They do. They see him and they see his stats and he really is, he draws a lot of attention.
So, what about Forrest? What does he bring to the program?
You know, Forrest is almost the opposite. He's always Mr. Positive in the water. And so it's always positive. It's always, always encouraging. And, but he gets after it. He grinds. And so, For as nice as he is out of the water, he's not afraid to get after it in the water. And so he plays hard, swims fast. But yeah, he's definitely the guy that is always encouraging guys and pushing them. And funny story with him, the reason I got in touch with Forrest is my wife and his aunt are cousins. And so he didn't really do a lot of club stuff and got a phone call and was like, hey, you should check out my nephew. And I said, all right, let's get in touch. And next thing I know, I'm having conversations with Forrest, and he was at FPU, and same thing, freshman starter, and really never looked back. He's been doing great things for us.
Forrest, I want to ask you then, all right, so obviously you had a connection there to Fresno Pacific. When did you start swimming? When did you start like getting into the pool, and when did water polo become serious for you?
So I played baseball my whole life, and I started, I don't know, like 5 years old, and up until high school, I was like a three-sport athlete, and I didn't know what to do with fall because I did like cross country in middle school, and that was like it, but I really did not want to do that. It was kind of tiring, so we chose water polo, and I mean, you could kind of throw, I don't know, I mean, you throw with your arm, so I mean, it was kind of like baseball, so we chose that, but I started getting like more serious about it during COVID because I kind of had to pick between baseball and polo, and There was a bunch of club opportunities for polo and less for baseball. So we were going, like, with shutdowns in California, we were going to, like, Utah and, like, Los Angeles to go play tournaments. So opportunities just kind of opened the door there. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, okay, so would you call yourself a late bloomer then, like, as far as playing polo?
Yeah, I never did, like, swim or anything before that. So freshman year was when it kind of started. Yeah, I mean, how old are you?
Forrest is faster than me, and I've been swimming South 3.
That's no fair. All right, so we got a baseball guy playing water polo. Was it just natural for you just to, you know, to grab the water polo ball and be able to fling it like a baseball?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a bunch of the same mechanics and stuff. It was just hard to, like, tread above the water. I mean, I didn't really know any of the strokes. I didn't know butterfly. I think I learned, like, butterfly. I learned a flip turn, like, this season, this off season. So that's been a game changer. But, yeah, it was hard.
So, Pietro, so this guy swims faster than you, right? And sure. And he was a late bloomer. But mm-hmm. But what about you? Like, did you start off in the pool? When did you take water polo serious?
Yeah, my parents threw all four of us in the pool at an early age. So I've been swimming since, forever. But I hated it. I absolutely hated swimming. So... I know one time I got out of practice, I was 11, and their water polo was practicing after us, and my mom was like, are you interested? And I was like, yeah. So she threw me in there, and never since that first practice, I fell in love with the game. So I've been doing it since about fifth or sixth grade.
So is water polo in Texas pretty big? Like, so, obviously you think football, maybe even baseball and basketball, mm-hmm. but you don't think polo in Texas.
Yeah, when I started, it was not that big. Now it's grown really big. Now it's the my last year of high school, it wasn't UIL yet, which is the same as like the CIF here. So it wasn't really recognized as a sport, as a varsity sport. It's like kind of a club thing, but now it's varsity. They have state championships. It's all very, very legit, very real. So yeah, it's growing.
Did I read it right? Did you play like in a state championship in Texas?
I did. I played my senior year in the state championship.
Did you guys win it?
No, we lost.
But how'd you do in that championship game?
I did pretty good for the first half. I didn't finish the game.
Is that typical for him, right? You have to go into that story.
For his first couple years, it was typical. But I'll tell you what, Pietro has grown so much in this last year. And he made a promise to me this summer. He's like, Coach, he goes, I'm going to be in every game this season. I said, all right, I'm going to hold you to that. And he has. He has finished every game, and he has kept it together. And he's been a true leader in the water, so I've been really proud of him this season.
All right. I like hearing that. So what position are you playing?
This year is more like utility. I was – the first 3 years, he threw me at guard, center defender, and I kind of play a little bit of that this year. I've been playing 1-2, 4-5, a little bit everywhere this year, yeah.
1-2 is kind of the left side of the pool. 4-5 is kind of the right side of the pool. So really he is – he is a true utility player. We can put him anywhere, and he'll he'll be impact anywhere we put him in the pool.
A true team player.
Yep. Yep.
All right. I do have another question. I want to start with you, Pietro, on this. With just describe what it's like. Let's say you're defending really hard, or someone's defending you really, really difficult. How, like, position wise, like, what are you trying to get? You're trying to get leverage. You're trying to get lower, higher. I mean, I'm a novice at this. So, like, from your perspective, what's really going on in the water? How are you defending?
Yeah. When you're in set or even guarding set, which I've always been taught, like, stay low. And because if you play up high, they're just going to kick you out and get excluded or call an offensive. So, yeah, stay low. There's a whole lot of suit grabbing to keep yourself low and draw their hips out, because we teach if you you want to keep your hips up on the surface, if your hips drop, you lose. That's what I teach my JV kids at Clovis West. So if your hips drop, you lose, especially on defense. If you drop your hips, you're done. You're already lost.
Forrest, how about your position? Because you like to score goals, right? So yeah. what's your mindset like, or what are you trying to position your body?
I mean, just trying to get my, like, as far as in the water, you want to be closer to the cage. So trying to be between you and the, like, on defense, stay between the person you're defending in the cage. But then, like, you want the opposite as, like, offense. So I'm trying to get in front of the cage, in front of the defender to get position to get the ball. So. Yeah, that's where the refs give you a bunch of calls anyway. So,
Talk to me about the refs, coach. Like what can you get away with? You know, if you think basketball, right, a foul, right? You think water polo, there's fouls. So, like, as a coach, how far are you teaching your players? Like, what type of techniques?
Man, I got to be careful about how I answer this if there's any refs listening out there. But, I don't know. My philosophy sometimes might be a little bit different, but I am very much about, you know, the integrity of the game. But you every coach, we look for ways to challenge the rules and find ways that we can. It's in water polo, it's called advantage. We're trying to find ways that we can create an advantage. And so, you know, even as the rule book states that, you know, you can get in trouble for grabbing and pulling and holding. But there still is a lot of that happens. I mean, it really is like judo. And I've, in fact, in years past with younger players, I've had judo instructors come in and actually work with players on just grappling and how to break holds with wrists and how to use momentum in their favor. And so, you know, you're really looking to position your body and put yourself in a position where you can attack the cage, you can find space to shoot or to pass. But you're always looking at the rules and trying to find ways, like, okay, how can we use this rule to create advantage and not get trouble, not break the rule? And so it really is a lot of strategy and a lot of positioning. And a lot of times it's hard as a player, like you're working on something, and as a player, it doesn't necessarily feel like it's effective, but really you have to think, what does the official see from the officials aren't in the water. They don't know what's happening underwater. You know, their perspective is much different. And so it's really trying to play to what the official sees, and not what the official is assuming is happening, because they're going to call the game based on what they see. So like Pietro said earlier, you're trying to stay low. You're trying to stay, in a position that is going to prevent you from getting in trouble as you try to grapple and shift for position advantage. So we find ways where we can kind of push the limits and get away with things. And there's, you know, some wrist grabbing and suit grabbing. It happens, and it's just a part of the game. It's the nature of the game. And but, you know, you really want to keep it, keep the integrity of the game intact. You don't want to get dirty and gross and do things that, you know, really aren't going to be fun and just cause people to be upset. And so you really do try to do it, you know, in a healthy way and keep the game fun, keep the game flowing.
Well, you just basically described basketball as well, right?
Very true.
Right?
Yeah.
There's different ways to go up and challenge a player, right, without fouling him. So you try to take it right up to the limit. Yeah. Great answer. Forrest, I want to ask you, like, what's been your – are you a junior?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. All right. What's been, like, your favorite play so far, like, in the water, like, defensive? Like, is there some goal that, you know, like, your favorite goal that you've ever created, or – maybe a defensive play where you really helped your team to win?
I remember, we were playing Laverne, and, like, we were down by one with a couple seconds left, and, like, we drew up a play, and I was able to score and put us into overtime, and we eventually won. That was really good for us and, like, our confidence going into, like, the later games in that tournament, but I remember that being, like, the most electric, because there was a bunch of people there. So for some reason, there was a bunch of people, like, at this random tournament game, and it was, like, it was really, like, loud, and everyone got kind of hyped, so...
Forrest is a crafty player. I'd say he's a little bit of a, I'd say kind of a LeBron, where he can shoot from the outside. Sorry if that comparison offended you.
No, I like that. I love LeBron.
He's kind of like he's a threat from the outside, but he can also take it to the take it to the boards. And so once he gets inside, I don't know how he does it sometimes, but that ball will get passed to him when he's holding. Holding a position in front of the cage, and there'll be two guys, three guys crashing onto him. And next thing we know, that ball's in the back of the net, and we have to go back and watch a video to figure out how
he did it.
And so, he's just a really crafty, you know, he's fast, he's quick. And so, but he can play, both outside and inside. And so, you know, a lot of plays, we'll use him we'll use Pietro as a decoy. And they'll all follow Pietro, and then we get the ball to Forrest, and usually create some really good opportunities with that.
Look at you, Pietro, giving it up for your teammate, man. That is a true team player. Do you got a favorite play that you can think of?
That same year, I think like a week later, I hit a game-tying goal against McKendree, and that was fun. I think that same year it was when G hit the
overtime.
I'll give it to G. That was my favorite moment of all time. G hit a crazy backhand with like 2 seconds left to put us in sudden death with Chapman and a team we really didn't get along with. So
and then we ended up beating in overtime.
That was definitely my favorite moment.
That's awesome. All right, we got a couple minutes here. Boys. All right. So Forrest, what's your major? What are some of your favorite classes maybe at Fresno Pacific University right here? And like what career would you like to go into?
So I'm a marketing major right now, and then with a minor in Christian leadership. But I really want to go into teaching and like teach social sciences. So far my favorite like social sciences, like history and like econ and that stuff. But right now, like history, I'm taking like modern history with one of our teachers. It's so fun. Like the history teachers, I think they're just the best.
They're not boring to you.
They're not boring. Like they love their job and their passion. Like it like makes me passionate, but it's definitely my history classes. And then like some of my Christian leadership classes I've taken, those are really good too.
Awesome. All right, Pietro, what about you? What do you love about Fresno Pacific?
I'm a pre-health major and I'm minoring in philosophy and favorite.
Sounds easy. Sarcasm.
My favorite class is probably right now is probably bioethics, just because it's not boring. Like he gives us a case and we have to sit there and discuss and figure out what we would do in that situation, and it keeps me awake. So
are you returning to Texas, or are you going to stick around here in California?
I don't know. The plan was to return, but my Clovis West boys are begging me to stay, and it's really hard to just tell them no. So,
well, you must be a good coach then if they want you to stick around.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, anyway, you've done a fantastic job. Both you guys have this season. Great stories from you guys. We're going to hear from a couple other guys, Luke Young and Chase Hammes. They're coming up next. Thank you guys for coming on. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll take a break, and you'll hear more from the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. I am your host, Paul Metters, live here at the studio across from Bullard High School, talking Fresno Pacific University athletics. We're talking to the men's water polo team. Just had a really good conversation with a couple dudes, Pietro Cantano and Forrest Gray. They did a great job explaining a little bit what water polo is really like. I don't want to say it's not a mainstream sport, right? But it's a sport that is getting more popular. We're just talking off air about the popularity of water polo. We saw it a lot in the Olympics. Right now we got Luke Young from San Joaquin Memorial and Chase Hammes from Sanger. A couple of local boys, so excited to hear about their journey to Fresno Pacific University. So, Coach, is like polo becoming more popular? Is it expanding? You know, we talked to Pietro. He's like, yeah, when I was in Texas, it wasn't really even a high school sport, and now it's a high school sport. So, you know, we saw it a lot in the Olympics. Is it a growing sport?
It is currently growing. There's a big trend across the nation. We had a big push in the 90s. It was growing, and then it kind of took a dip, and we're back on the upwards trend right now, and it's growing. It's becoming a lot more popular in the Midwest. East Coast blew up a handful of years ago, and so it's spreading across the nation and gaining more traction, and we're excited about it. More colleges are starting programs, and it's growing. The NC2A is bigger now than it ever has been.
California is where it's at, though. Is that
California is the hub? You know, this is where it began, and well, it began in Europe, but California being the Sunshine State, where, you know, and I think I might offend some Floridians there or some, but yeah, it is. The weather here is it permits for water polo year round, so it is popular here in California.
All right, Chase, I want to start with you. Like, you're the goalie, right? So. Yes, I was asking you off air too. Did you start off by swimming? And you're like, no, not really, because goalies don't swim that much. So how did you start playing water polo, and what's your journey been like?
Yeah, I mean, I started playing water polo in seventh grade, so I think I was around 12 years old, maybe 11. And I was a field player, so I did just hop right into it. But I started playing seventh grade and continued on throughout high school, and my senior year ended up being a goalie. So, yeah, it's been a crazy journey.
So junior high, your junior high team in Sanger, they had water polo?
Yeah.
It wasn't a club deal?
They have water polo for middle school at one of the middle schools of the, I think, five in Sanger. So after school, I didn't go to the main one that had water polo. So after school, if we played, we would travel to practice at WAMS.
Got it. All right. Luke, what about you? What about your water polo journey? How'd you start?
I started off as a swimmer when I was probably around in first grade-ish, probably. And then a couple years later, I started playing water polo. My parents put me in water polo, and I was doing both for a while, and then realized water polo was more fun, so stuck with that. Started playing polo probably around 10 years old, maybe. So been playing for a little bit now.
What is the hardest part about playing water polo?
I'd say the hardest part about playing water polo is my stamina is probably lacking the most. I get tired a little bit quicker than most, I'd say. So staying at full speed all the time is probably the toughest thing for me.
Chase, so do guys give you grief about playing goalie? Like, you're not really a swimmer. Like, what do they say? They talk trash about you? What do they say about you?
They, during practice, I know I don't get a lot of credit. I mean, I feel like I work super hard, but they always tell me, like, oh, we're doing these tough swim sets, and I just see you over there doing nothing but leg workouts or just sitting on the wall.
Well, then that's when you yell at them, all right, try to score on me then. Right,
exactly.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I think maybe what I'll do one of these days is let Chase run one of his leg sets on the team, and and then they can reassess their comments.
That's right. So, Coach, why don't you talk about each of these two guys and what they brought to the program and how they perform in the water?
Yeah, no, I'm both of them great guys. Both came with really strong recommendations. Both of them played for alumni that we have that are coaching here locally. Luke out of San Joaquin Memorial, my current assistant coach, is actually their head coach. And as he started recruiting, brought him on last year, he started recruiting. We were talking about his boys, and he said, hey, this kid Luke, you got to watch this kid Luke. And Luke is kind of unique in the fact that he's a lefty, and that's, there's not a ton of lefties that are really effective, and he's really come along this first year. Freshman year is like drinking from a fire hose, but he's got a really good outside shot, and we're working on the stamina part. He'll get there as he continues to grow and develop. Beyond that, just one of the things that that Nate, my assistant, what he said was, you're not going to get a kid who works harder and who has just a better attitude. And I don't think I have yet to see a day before or after practice that Luke is not smiling. I mean, he's just every day, you know, see you later, coach. He's got a big old smile on his face. And so so he's been just a joy to have. But yeah, as a lefty, and he's really gained a little bit more confidence this morning. I mean, he put away three or four really good shots. And even Pietro looked at him and said, Luke, man, you got to start shooting more. And so, so we're excited with him and how he's going to develop. And Chase, same thing. I got a phone call from one of the very first kids I ever recruited. He's the coach at Sanger. And he said, hey, you got to look at this goalie I have, Chase. And I said, all right, let's take a look at him. And so went and watched a few games and right away knew, like, okay, we got to get this kid. And so really recruited Chase pretty heavily. And I'm a big Valley guy. I want to get as much talent from the Valley to stick around here and build on that talent. And but I remember, you know, chatting with Micha, the head coach over there, who's not only an alumni, but just a good friend. And he just said, you know, you're not going to get a better culture kid either. And so the work ethic is just above reproach. And he is just a stand-up kid. And I was like, all right. And, you know, I trust him in what he said, but Chase is here now. And, 100%. Chase is just a stand-up guy. And just same thing, just always positive, always working hard, never questions, never backs down. He's always getting after it. And he is always challenging himself, even to a point last year. You know, my assistant coach was running a goalie drill with him and one of our other goalies who finished up, and they were keeping score on who was making better passes. And after the drill was finished, Nate looked at the other goalie and said, hey, what was your score? And the goalie goes, oh, I can't remember. From the other end of the pool, Chase is like, this was his score, this was my score. And he was keeping track of both teams, just competitive. And so it was funny. And so, yeah, so both of them just stand-up guys. And I'm excited for them to just continue just buying in and building the culture in our program, which is a big part of who we are.
Physically, what does a goalie have to go through? What are you looking for? Like broad shoulders, wingspan, big hands? Like, I don't know, coach, explain, or Chase, like, what are the physical attributes that you like in a goalie?
You know, there's a lot of coaches. They look for height. They look for 6'8". They want guys that are going to cover as much of the cage as possible. You know, me, you know, if a goalie has height,
that's
fantastic.
After more than 20 years in the Valley, Precision Civil Engineering is not slowing down.
I also look at how they read the game, how they anticipate their reaction, their the speed of which they move in the cage and the balance on their legs. And, you know, Chase had all of those. You know, he's not the biggest guy. He's not a 6'8 goalie. But you would think that he's 6'8 with how well he covers the cage. He's just extremely mobile, moves left and right really fast. He anticipates really well and just reads the game really well. And so even though he's not the biggest guy, you know, he's making saves that, you know, we're wondering how he got there.
Chase, is there a save that, like, is your favorite over your career so far? Like, maybe a clutch save late in the game, or maybe a save that, like, man, how did I even do that? Is there a play that sticks out to you?
I mean, it's always good to block penalty saves, you know, 5 meters, but I would say this year when we went up to UC Merced the first time we played them, it was the fourth quarter and they were kind of crawling back, but we were trying to put it away and there was a 5 meter called and I saved it. So it was pretty exciting.
So are you guessing, right? Or are you just trying to pick up information throughout the game? Maybe the coach is yelling at you, hey, this guy likes to go high and wide. Like what's going through your mind in those situations?
If you're big enough, you can just, once the whistle's blown, you have to be lined up on the post before the whistle, but after it's blown, you can go out as far as you can. So I like to go out as far as I can because even though I'm kind of short, I do have a pretty long wingspan. But some of the times I do have to guess because, you know, collegiate players, they can put it away in the corner. Yeah. So,
Luke, is there a certain play out in the pool that you remember?
No, I mean, as freshman, I'm still into my minutes, so I get to watch a lot of the game, get to watch a lot of Chase too. So I'd say my favorite part of the game is probably watching Chase make the saves, because every time he makes a good save, he gets real hyped and he gets the team really hyped.
Well, coach is saying, right, you're making shots, what, this morning? Everyone's like, take some more shots. Luke, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be aggressive.
All right. I know.
So, San Joaquin Memorial, Sanger. Yep. You know what I'm bringing up next.
Oh, yeah.
C-Mac. did you guys know each other before you came to college? You remember some games against each other? What was that like?
Yeah, we did. I've been playing with Luke since we were 14 years old. We played for the same club as well, so I played with him during winter and summer seasons. But when it came to high school, we were pretty good rivals. And, it was pretty fun.
Did you ever score on Chase, though?
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of times.
That was, I remember whenever I'd play against Chase, I'd always play my hardest because I knew he was a good goalie and I had to be had to put away some great shots to score on him. So,
yeah. Luke, what is your favorite type of shot? Like shooting on goal, where do you like to place it?
Where do I like? I don't know.
Where's your
sweet
spot?
I'd stick to skips more. I feel like they're a little bit more unpredictable, especially if the goalie goes high, you can keep it low, or if they try to go low, you can skip it up high. So I'd say I probably stick to those a little bit more, but I can hit some corners too every now and then.
Is that your favorite thing to do, is to make the goalie look stupid, right? Looking high and skipping, is that a big thing in polo?
It is fun when they go up real high and you just sneak it right under their arm. They get all mad at themselves, and it makes you feel good sometimes.
Yeah, because I think that's one of the biggest things I preach to my goalies is the ball doesn't go low near side.
Yeah. And
so we don't let it go.
No.
All right. So next game is when, Coach?
This Saturday. Yeah, senior game, 5:00 at Sunnyside High School, and it's our last home game. So.
And your home pool is
Sunnyside High School. Yeah, we use the aquatic center there. Great facility. The administration there is awesome with us, and the coaching staff there is awesome with us. And so we've been there since we started the program, and really nice facility, all deep, 30-meter pool. We drop the floating cages in, and everything's NC2A regulation. And so, yeah, we have a great time there.
Boys, I want to ask you, obviously, you're kind of just starting out, right? So, Luke, you're a freshman.
Yes.
And Chase, you're a sophomore.
Yes, sir.
Right on that. You guys have some favorite classes so far, or are you guys just kind of like finding your way with what your major is, or you guys settled on anything so far?
I'm a kinesiology major, and so far this semester, I really liked, I'm really liking sport first aid. It's one of the first actual athletic training classes that I'm taking, and we're learning a bunch of different skills that athletic trainers do in that career field. And then another class I really liked was, it's a biblical class last year, Jesus and the Christian Community. We went through the book of Matthew the whole semester, and I think it really helped me walk me through my journey in faith.
That's awesome. I think I had that very same class when I went to Fresno Pacific in the early 90s, so it still stands. So yeah. I'm happy that you're taking that class. All right, Luke, what about you? What are some of your favorite classes?
You guys stole my answer. I don't have, I'm freshman, I haven't taken that many classes yet. So I was going to say JCC was also my favorite class
because
I'm pretty big in my faith, and the teacher makes it fun. It's not just like you go through it. The teacher makes it engaging and fun, and you learn a lot about the book of Matthew, so it's pretty good.
Do they still have you read a book called The Upside Down Kingdom? No? That's not a book?
So.
All right, so that was on the list when I went to college. That was one of the big discussion books we had. All right, I got one more question for you two guys before we're going to bring in the other guys. We got some questions from Enzo here from the, I think the women's water polo team has some questions. All right, so what would be your ultimate like post-game meal? After you guys play two games in a day sometimes, right?
Sometimes, yeah, two games. So, yeah, these guys are pretty hungry after.
Yeah, what do you like to grub on after games?
I know, especially after home games, as a team, we love to go to Cane's right down the street. That Caniac combo just hits different after.
Is that the four pieces?
That's the
four
six strips? Piece.
That's the sixer.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Luke? Same?
Well, I could have told you Chase was going to say that. I like myself some Chipotle, so I'm a big burrito guy.
All right.
I'd go with that.
All right. Sounds good. All right. So I think we got some questions from Enzo. Okay. So they got individual questions from the women's water polo team. He'll take it away. When you guys are up, just go ahead and lean in the microphone and answer away.
That's right, Paul. I think the boys are ready for these questions. Had a nice conversation with you right there. All right. We're going to start with Chase, actually. Chase, this question comes from Sierra. What club team did you play for, and how has your experience in club shaped you as a player right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. I played for a club called Praetorian Water Polo Club. It's based out of Fresno, and we represent the Valley really well. It was established in 2012. As a player, I've learned a lot playing club because it's year-round, and it's helped me develop into a pretty decent collegiate player with the help of a tournament every summer called Junior Olympics, and you have to qualify for it in order to get there. And it's a super fun thing to do club because you get to travel a lot and make sure you get ready for collegiate water polo.
Thank you, Chase. We're going to follow up with Forrest. Question for Forrest is, what has been the best memory so far in this season, this year?
This season, I can't like pinpoint it to one, but something we do before games is like on long bus rides. Like when we go eat food, we'll start playing 20 questions with like three of us or something like that, and then like suddenly there's like 15 of us like all trying to guess like the one person. I remember we were trying to guess the person of Jesus for like 20 minutes. No one thought to guess that, but that's probably it.
That's one good game to play on the road. We're going to follow up with Pietro. This question comes from Tatum. What area the team has grown the most this season, do you think, Pietro?
I'd say the area we've grown the most is how close we are with each other. We like it actually feels like a team. In the past, everyone would be, you know, they'd have their own groups of like three or four. But this year, like everyone gets along and it really feels like a team.
Nice. Next one goes for Luke, also coming from Tatum. The main noticeable difference between high school and college play, what do you think?
I would say that the main difference is probably that collegiate players definitely are a lot faster swimmers and they don't tire as easy. In high school, I mean, people would get tired after one play and you'd be beating them up the pool every time, but they don't seem to get as tired as quickly now.
All right, we got one last one. This one goes for Brian. What are you the most proud of this season from this group of guys?
You know, I really challenged these guys this year with culture and just with integrity and ethics. And these guys really have band together and taken it seriously. And so that's a big part of who we've been in the past years. And these guys have done such a great job getting back to our roots, and like Pietro said, just really really being behind each other and really drawn together as a team and really holding each other accountable, encouraging each other, and really buying into the philosophy of who Fresno Pacific Water Polo is. And that's been a lot of fun. And so I'm really proud of these guys for what they've done and the direction we're moving right now. So it's made coaching these guys just a lot of fun. So yeah.
Thank you, Brian. That's amazing to hear. Before getting it back to you, Paul, we have both men's and women's soccer finishing their regular season strong. Point Loma is their first challenge tomorrow at Ramirez Field. Men play at 5 p.m. and women's at 7:30. This will repeat on Saturday as well against Biola. 5 p.m. for men's, 7:30 for women's at Ramirez Field. Senior day for water polo. You guys, Sunnyside, 5 p.m. against UC Merced. Women's Hoops start their official competition on Friday the 8th. Following their showdown against Fresno State, they face Chico State this time at the Special Event Center at FPU, 5:30 p.m. As always, fans 18 and older are $10 admissions, and 17 and under go for free. Back to you, Paul.
All right, we got another minute here. Chase, I got to ask you, what, Bo Jackson? Wait, whose favorite player was Bo Jackson? Forrest. All right, tell me about Bo Jackson. How you discovered Bo Jackson?
Fifth grade, when I was given internet access, I saw Bo Jackson highlights on YouTube, and like halfway through, it switches to baseball, and I was just, that was crazy. I was an all-star in two sports. So
there you go. Great. And then you also got to look up Deion Sanders as well.
He was right next to that.
So a couple two-sport guys. All right. And I know you're a baseball guy growing up. Great answer. All right. Always fun to catch up with all the good stuff that's happening at Fresno Pacific University. Thank you guys for listening. If you missed any part of the show, you can go back to 790ESPN.com. Look under the Sunbird Sports Show, and all the past shows will be right there, and you guys can listen to all the great stories and athletes and all the wonderful things that are happening at Fresno Pacific University. Thanks to Pietro Cantano Forrest Gray, Luke Young, Chase Hammes, and Coach Brian Sohovi. Thanks, guys, for coming on. Really had a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good week, everybody, and go Birds.